Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. My name's Charlie. This is CCD, and this song is For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Again, that was Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth, and this is CCD. I'm Charlie. Today's theme is going to be, surprise, surprise, the 2016 election. We're 2 days off of November the 8th, 2016, a day that will live in either infamy, if you support one side, or whatever the opposite of infamy is. I think that would be fame, if you support the winning one. And so I'm just gonna play some music that kind of, I think, describes a lot of how people feel on both sides. I'm not seeking out to obviously endorse or condone the actions of any candidate, male or female, in this election. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Technically not late. 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, you're fine. What mic are you on?
It's a really good question. 4?
Alright, cool. Guess what we're talking about, Chris?
Is it how I haven't folded my laundry yet?
No, it's about the election.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what we're gonna do, I've decided, is we're going to talk about whatever, and then play music about the election.
Okay.
Alright?
Sure.
So I just played For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, which features such memorable lyrics as Everybody Look What's Going Round, and Battle Lines Being Drawn, and Nobody's Right If Everybody's Wrong, which I think sort of sums up sentiments on the campaign trail. And so now it's Thursday, right, Chris?
Yes.
So the election's happened?
I believe so, yes.
So one side's happier than the other, right?
That's generally how it tends to end up, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to play two songs about how happy one of the sides is. I'll let you guess which one.
I have no idea what's
this going. This is All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled! I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it and my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere. Know what they saying, loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it Ludiak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Yeah. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, win, hey. Win, no matter what. Whoa. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like, dang.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, being sold, Snoopy in the hootie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the youth in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
And we just go on, 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 on.
That was Queen with We Are the Champions, a song that I would assume was hummed or whistled by a large part of the American electorate on Wednesday morning. And again, we at CCD and at WMFO do not endorse nor condone any actions of any president-elect or presidential candidate. And we're not trying to take a stance here. We're just trying to play some fun music and stuff like that. So, Chris, how's it going?
Like, in general, or...
Yeah, I mean, like, in general. I wasn't planning to talk about the election. I was just planning to play music related to it.
Oh, I'm good.
I don't know. Anything you want to talk about other than the election or about the election?
I'm rewatching BoJack Horseman, but in Spanish.
In Spanish? So you're listening to a dub of... I mean, watching a dub of BoJack Horseman?
Yeah, they have it in Spanish on Netflix.
Oh. Is the voice acting quality good?
I actually prefer the Spanish voices. They're really dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It dumb in, like, just the way they sound?
I think it's funny.
They're kind of goofy, or...?
Yeah, they're just, like... They're like how they would do the English voices, but, like, Spanish and better cast, I think.
Okay.
Like, so there's fewer, like, random celebrities.
So why did you choose to rewatch it in Spanish?
Well, I wanted to rewatch it, and then my friend is watching it in German.
Oh.
And we're watching it, and I was like, this is kind of fun. I wonder if I could do this in Spanish.
And turns out you could.
And then I tried it in Spanish with English subtitles, and I was like, the subtitles aren't matching, it's throwing me off. So I'm doing it with Spanish subtitles, and I'm like, great, got it.
Oh, wow.
It's really fun.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
It's a lot with, like, words and stuff.
Have you watched any, like, just Spanish language stuff? Like, purely Spanish language?
Like, no. I can't find anything that, like, I tried watching this one show that's, like, Skins,
but
in Mexico.
Spanish.
It's called Rebelde. It means rebel. Uh-huh. But it's not very good, and it's very 2000s. Like, one time, and it's also, like, a little bit racist. Like, mm-hmm. One time, there were, like, they introduced a new character, and he was Jewish, and, like, that was the drama. They're uh-huh. like, he's Jewish.
So is this a telenovela?
Like, no.
No, it's just a longer form series, but it's still kind of
stupid.
Yeah,
there's, like, 20 seasons.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be... Yeah, true. Telenovelas are usually shorter.
Yeah, so I don't really like that much just because it's, like, kind of super mm-hmm. racist, but...
Yeah. Have you seen any, like... There are a lot of good Spanish-language movies.
I'm also just bad at watching movies. I'm very...
Okay.
I like watching my things in, like, 15 to 30-minute sittings.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
I can't really
that
movies unless
really,
I break them up.
Yeah, that's not really compatible. And, like, breaking up kind of defeats the point of you getting this whole storyline in one sitting. Yeah. I've watched a few things in French, but I've never tried anything, like, fully in French without subtitles. I don't know if I could... necessarily go through.
I mean, I just know the plot of...
That's like, true. That's the advantage of rewatching something in a different language.
Like, I know the plot super well, plus on top of that, I, like, I know the plot really well, plus, like, the story's kind of easy to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it still get very depressing at the end of seasons?
Yep.
Well, that's good. That's the point, I guess. It's a great show. It's really good. Okay, we're going to move on to the next round of songs here. So we just played All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled, featuring T-Pain, Ludacris, and Snoop Dogg, and We Are the Champions to represent the feelings of the winners. And now let's switch over to the other side of the aisle and the other side of the race to the defeated campaign of Hillary Clinton and her supporters. Who are probably confused and scared and saddened. And so in that spirit of confusion, this first song is Marvin Gaye with What's Going On.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Yeah.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Bernstein, Leonard, Brass, Nap, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right? It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
That was R.E.M. with It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine, off of the album Document. Chris, what classes are you taking next semester?
What
classes are you taking next semester?
I'm actually meeting with Ninian about that later.
Ooh. But I assume you have an idea, right?
Because there's two options.
So for context, you're IR and environmental science, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I have to do... like a history class of some sort.
Ooh,
okay, so
that's my area of expertise.
So the two that are allowed are either the history of the Middle East in the 20th century.
Is that with Professor Roberts?
I have no idea. Or
is it called Middle East North Africa since World War One?
Yeah,
that's Professor Roberts. I took that class.
Cool. So either that, or a class about the history of science.
Okay.
And, like, the history of, like, technological development.
What IR concentration are you? Environmental?
Yeah, it's called Global Health, Food Security, and the Environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a concentration on the effect of climate change on geopolitics.
All right.
So, that. But if I do the Middle East North Africa class, I will have a super, super... I will have... a lot of time on Wednesday, so I'll be able to sign up for a rock climbing class as well.
Ooh.
But it also have Friday classes. So I could do Friday classes, no rock climbing.
Well, what type of Friday classes are we talking? Like
That'd be the only Friday class.
Middle East North Africa is Friday?
It is a Friday class.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What days is it?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
No, it isn't.
No, I was looking at... No, because...
Really?
Yeah.
It was... I'm just saying that because last year for me it was Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh. That's what it says on CIS.
Oh, okay. So, well, I feel like the history of science might be more applicable for your major.
Well, the other one would just be applicable to know.
Yeah, that's true. It was a very interesting class. I liked it. Are you leaning anyway? Or you just don't know?
Well, I'd also have to, like, change up my schedule, like, more if I do the Arabic class.
Yeah.
But I'd be able to take the rock climbing class, which I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I really want to do it.
Then you should do that.
Well, I'd also have to change up my schedule more. Like, I'd have to... maybe have to do environmental economics next semester.
As opposed to fall next year?
No, as opposed to spring next semester.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's at the same time, but I'm going to run it by Ninian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited.
Any other ideas? I guess rock climbing is the fun, like, elective one.
Yeah. So that's...
Would that be, like, the whole afternoon on Wednesday?
It starts at, like, 1:20 and it goes until, like, 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, however, let's see. I'm also doing Spanish 121. I'm doing... I don't know what it's called, but Spanish... Then I have, I'm doing French 1, pass-fail.
Oui, ah oui?
Oui.
Vraiment?
next, environmental economics, one of those classes, like one of those history classes, and then a, what's it called? Maybe the rock climbing. And then if not that, do another art class.
Yeah, I mean, art classes are fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still surprised because, like, the gen ed that I have left is an arts gen ed. And I'm like, I figured that would be one of the first, like, gen eds that I would get out of the way. But no. I'm not even planning to take an art next semester.
There's, like, some good ones you can only get into as a freshman.
Yeah,
as a senior.
I want to get into one at some point. You're in Gamelan right now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
I like it a lot, but the only downside is, like, sometimes I'm, like, in weekend mode already.
And then it's like, on Fridays?
Wait, I have to... no, it's on Thursdays.
Oh, same thing then.
Yeah, but so I'd be like, okay, my weekend has started, and I'd be, like, in the middle of, like, having fun. I'm like, oh, wait, no, I have to go to Gamelan at 6:30 to 8. So that's the only downside, but Barry is really cool.
Yeah. I think I'd like to try it at some point, maybe.
There's also just a lot of sitting cross-legged on the floor.
I can get down with that.
Yeah, one will have to be more used to that.
Yeah, I can embrace that. You want to pick a PSA at random and read it?
Now?
Yeah.
The number to think about... numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all consumed alcohol in the United States. While 30% of adults don't drink alcohol, another 30% have less than one drink per week. The top 10 American adults, or 24 million of us, consume on an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
74 drinks a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
I'm not good at math, so that number means nothing to me.
Well, 10 drinks a day.
Sounds like a good breakfast.
I mean, it all is with Frosted Flakes, I'm sure it is all part of a balanced breakfast. All right, let's move on into music. So we just covered the losing side of the election, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and some of those people, perhaps our co-host Zach included, are thinking, do I want to live here anymore? And they're having a debate with themselves about maybe moving to somewhere like Canada. And this is what they're thinking. In the guise of the song by The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugger me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, keep me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me?
Open,
should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? My bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. But I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time's come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. And smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. To go.
John Denver there with Leaving on a Jet Plane off of his Greatest Hits album. And that was a song to describe people thinking of moving to Canada. Chris, did you go to DeWick yesterday?
Nope.
Oh, well, at dinner, right, it was quote-unquote veg out night at DeWick. So it was, like, all vegetarian and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit of meat. There was some fish. There were chicken breasts. But otherwise, it was completely vegetarian. And it was just, it was hilarious because I walked in to get my food and I had no trouble finding food, right? Because I'm not a picky eater and I like vegetables when they're cooked well. But there were just like, there were a lot of people who were so confused and scared at this new reality of vegetarianism in the dining hall and unable to find any food they liked. And so there were just like, hordes of athletes standing with like empty plates just looking around, or some people just talking to their friends and trying to figure out what they could eat.
So they just didn't want vegetarian food,
or? Yeah, they just don't like vegetables. I guess. And like, that's not to say that the food yesterday was bad. The food was really good, actually, but there were just so many people who couldn't cope with not having meat available.
Just, like, get cereal or something.
Yeah, right? Just do something. Get, like, yogurt or something if you want protein. Because mm-hmm. yogurt's the best. I love yogurt. I have, like, an average of one yogurt a day.
I just, like, don't have it anymore.
I've just, like... So I discovered the brand that they have in Hodgdon last year. And I fell in love with it because it is smooth and fruity. And since then, like, even when I'm home, I have that yogurt, like, every morning for breakfast. Now I have it after I go to the gym or when I need a snack. And so I'm just eating yogurt on yogurt on yogurt.
Hmm.
Yeah, also in unrelated notes, In unrelated things, I need to stop dressing myself in the dark on Thursday mornings because I am dressed very monochromatically. If you, you can't see this at home, but take a look at the gradient from the shirt to the pants. There's not much there. And I need to change. And it's just,
if it makes
terrible.
You happy, then you should go for it.
It doesn't make me happy, so I'm not gonna go for it.
Okay, then don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You're rocking the Yellow Submarine t-shirt today. It's
yep.
nice.
It's what I fell asleep in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
When did you fall asleep?
I'm not really sure. I, got this, book or something.
What book?
I was reading that. It's about the history of England.
History? Or
mm-hmm. It's a multi-volume thing.
Who's it by?
I'm not sure. But they were giving away free books in Olin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Nice.
And I got free books.
Oh.
Because they were the only ones that were in a language I could read and articulate.
So what part of British history were you learning about?
I'm not really sure. I read the introduction about how great England is.
All right.
So...
Well, you know it's going to be greater, apparently, if some people are to be believed. Yeah, that's right. It's America. Because, as Tuesday showed us, Chris, the times, they are changing. Bob Dylan sang that decades ago, and we're going to play that now
mm-hmm.
Off of his album of the same name, Bob Dylan, with The Times They Are Changing.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. was a loser, now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
All come to look for America.
That was Three Little Birds by Bob Marley, a song about every little thing being all right, which is a message that he sends to you, the listener, and I send to everyone who's nervous about the state of the America that likes Simon and Garfunkel's song America from the album Bookends, which we played before, everyone's still looking for. So, Chris, that's about it for us, because the next song is like 7 minutes long. Any message you want to give to the listeners?
Have a nice day.
Oh, that's so kind. Wow. Are you going to have a nice day?
I hope so.
Well, that's good. I hope you have a nice day, too. And also, I'll double Chris's view. And we're going to play you out with the song that Donald Trump played when he left the stage, having become not just reality TV star Donald J. Trump, but President-elect Donald J. Trump. This is the sad reality. You can't always get what you want from the Rolling Stones. This has been CCD. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place, 91.5 WMFO, 7 to 8 a.m. Thursday mornings. Have a great day.
Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, my fight.